The new service enables passengers to surf the internet, check emails, and browse microblogs on board. Dr. Ding Xiaoyu is from the China Civil Aviation Management Institute. He says, before offering in-flight services, the plane should be tested using strict procedures.
When the plane takes off and lands, we should check whether every system installed on the plane is working correctly. When the airline is sure that every system is running well, the in-flight service can get approval to be applied.
So far, several international civil aviation carriers have offered in-flight broadband internet access. Air China began its trial of the in-flight service in 2010. Zhang Yun is director at the onboard internet office of Air China. He says, technically speaking, the in-flight service is the same as household Wi-Fi. However, the in-flight Wi-Fi services can only be offered when the plane reaches an altitude of 3 meters or more in order to protect passengers' safety.
The email service can be used soon. You can register a NetEase email, then you can send and receive email to your friends. Meanwhile, users can also browse updated news.
Several domestic civil aviation carriers have previously offered internet services to passengers. Jiang Jiping is Secretary General at the Information Research Center at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. He says the previous service was only local area network technology. If the in-flight service operates well, it is likely to become a trend on other airlines.
The previous service was a small-scale trial operation. If the in-flight service can go through trial operation, it can be applied on a larger scale in the future.
Insiders say some international civil aviation carriers may charge passengers when they use the service on board. This could cost a few dollars per hour. But so far, Air China has not mentioned any plans to charge for the service. For CRI, this is Xie Zhao.